We're back on the air, and welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs, the leading source for entrepreneurial stories on the web. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also a chairman of the board, CEO of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. I want to thank our hosts, MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM, and Frank Sincotta and his whole team. Our next guest, the co-founders, Colin O'Keefe and Tony Bolduc, co-founders of Merchant Cost Consulting. Welcome, guys.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Great. Tell us about merchant cost because it's a this is something entrepreneurs want to know about, right?
Yeah. No. Of course. To give you kind of a brief overview, we're essentially a cost reduction firm in the credit card processing world. So, you know, we help our clients navigate through kind of the deceptive payments industry. So we come in, we lower their credit card processing costs without having to change from their current vendor. POS system, software, ERP system they're using, pretty much nothing on the day-to-day changes. And then how we're compensated is we're a value-based business, simply just share the savings we can find our clients.
So the only fee is the fee that you save and is the company saves.
Yep, exactly.
How long a period does that go on for?
So our standard agreement is 36 months. After that, it goes into a month-to-month, just due to kind of the auditing and policing. You know, we do have a very good retention rate. So, after that, ideally, for a few years after that, if not more.
So, tell me about both of your backgrounds and how you came to, you both started the business, co-founders, yep. It says. So tell us how you sort of came together, what your background is, what you did before this.
Sure. We actually used to work together at a credit card processing company in Boston for a couple of years. It was both of our first jobs out of college. So we kind of learned the industry there, figured out really how deceptive it was, and we used to have our clients calling us after a couple months that we would sign up, and they would just call us and just be questioning everything. And we actually wouldn't even know what to tell them because of the processing company that we worked for. They would just really increase rates and add hidden fees and things like that. And it wasn't like us. We were personally doing it, so we felt bad for these people. So we kind of saw the need for somebody that, like ourselves, who knew what was going on and knew how to control these types of things to help these businesses from these types of overcharging and annual fees and monthly fees. And these customers, we would be telling them they would be paying 2%, and then all of a sudden, 3 or 4 months down the road, they'd be paying 4 or 5% with our old company. So it was really a crazy, crazy industry to actually start our field in. And then that's when we came together, we put our heads together, and we said, there's a need for this. These people need help. And that's when about 3 years ago, we started Merchant Cost Consulting.
Interesting. Is this a very competitive business?
Credit card processing field is, very competitive. Unlike the actual cost reduction side and just credit card processing, there's really four big players, including ourselves. So, we don't run into too many direct competitors, but we're always kind of competing with people switching vendors or, thinking we're actually a credit card processing company.
Yeah, that's one of the things as well, is that most of these other credit card processing companies, similar to the one we used to work for, in order to help them save money, they would have to switch merchant account providers. So that means what would happen is once they switched the merchant account provider, they had the ability to, once again, increase the rates and fees. So what we do is you don't have to switch, these business owners don't have to switch one thing. They stay exactly where they are with the company they're with the gateway, these terminal, everything stays exactly the same. And then from there, that's when we would be monitoring the account. So there's not going to be any increases or anything like that happening. So what the other companies do is they have them save the money for a couple months, and then all of a sudden, once again, the rates get increased again because these credit card processing companies make money directly off how much they can overcharge. Our business model is the complete opposite, where we make money based off how much we can save them. So it's good for the business. It's good for us because we are on the same team. So that's
how do you get your clients? What's your model?
We have a lot of different ways. We work through a lot of channels. We essentially control one of the biggest credit card processing review websites out there. So essentially, if you were using a credit card processing company and you wanted to see their reviews, you would go on this website and read reviews from past people that have used them or people that are currently using them. We have a lot of other cost reduction firms that will do it with a waste management company, or they'll do the same model with shipping, or just a general cost management firm will outsource to our services to use credit card processing. And then we have three sales reps that are consistently on the phone and doing some outbound calls and email marketing and trade shows, Google ads, kind of a little bit of everything.
Most of it's been just grinding for the past three years or so, just getting our name out there, making phone calls, trying to target the right businesses, target the right people at the businesses, things like that. So it's been a lot of just putting our best foot forward and
a lot of trial and
showing
error,
up every day.
And, we're always trying to change things and kind of find new ways to, you know, get new clients.
Is most of your business local or is it all over the place?
So when we first started, we were, you know, pretty much like in the Connecticut and Massachusetts area. Within the last couple of years, we've gone into, you know, Canada. We have accounts in the Virgin Islands, you know, all over the U.S., obviously. So we can help pretty much anyone that is processing credit cards and paying fees.
And as we know, most businesses need to process credit cards to be able to function.
Yeah.
What are both your roles and how do you divide them up inside the business?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I'm more on like the sales and more on the marketing side. You know, so I kind of control that side of the business, and then Tony can kind of touch more on his, but he does the back end.
I do more of like back end operations, client management, billing, reviewing the statements, auditing the statements, doing the rate reviews, things along those lines, where when we need to reduce the rates, we have to call the credit card processing company directly and get the rates down that way as well. So there's a lot of back and forth in that aspect.
So how do you make sure that what happened in your last employer doesn't happen for you?
Sure. So that's the whole trick of the trade, exactly. Because what these credit card processing companies tend to try to increase the pricing every 3 to 6 months one way or another. So we have to get access to their credit card processing statement that they get sent to them each month that basically shows them how much processing they ran, and then also how many fees they had. And each line item on that credit card processing statement could have something snuck in there, or there could be a large annual fee for that month or something like that. So we have to look at every one of our clients' statement, analyze them. We have a software actually that can track and catch hidden fees or surcharging involved in the account as well. So we have to go basically line by line on all of our clients' statements to ensure that those types of increases and their pricing stays to the bottom line. Because we actually, when our service goes into full effect, they're pretty much going to be paying the same types of rates as the biggest corporations in the United States. We're getting them to the bottom line for credit card processing merchant services.
And to give you an idea, we typically get our clients' refunds almost on a quarterly basis, you know, just because of like the company will try to increase the fees or, you know, increase like basis points or add in a monthly fee that shouldn't be there.
Again, we're speaking with Colin O'Keefe and his co-founder, Tony Bolduc, from Merchant Cost Consulting. Guys, if somebody was looking for you in the company, wanted to get your services, how would they find you?
They can just go to our website, www.merchantcostconsulting.com, and feel free to reach out.
Thanks for being on the show today. Hope you come back again.
We appreciate you guys having us.
These interviews are short. Thank you.
Thank you.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.